Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin, the fourth parak, HaShaleach. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses two types of loans that are not canceled by Shemitah. A Mishnah in Shvi'ish states, HaShvi'ish Mishametis is a Milva Ben Bishtar Ben Shalo Bishtar. The seventh year cancels a loan, whether it's written in a document or not. Rav and Shmuel interpret the Mishnah to mean that Shemitah even cancels a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas, a document which contains a lien for the debtor's property. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold that a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas is not canceled by Shemitah because the payment is considered already in possession of the lender. A brice is brought in their support. Another Mishnah in Shvi'is teaches, Hamalvas chaveru malzal mashkon, one who lends his friend money on collateral, does not relinquish the loan in Shemitah. Rava ultimately explains that a lender acquires a movable collateral, considering the payment in his possession. Based on Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha, the pasuk states, "Uchat yatzdaka," and for you it will be a charitable act when you return the collateral to the lender to use. Imeino kona tzedaka menayin. If he doesn't acquire the collateral, where is the charitable act in returning someone else's item? Mikano balchov shekonim mashkon. From here we learn that a creditor acquires the collateral. Point number two: a different mission in Shvi states regarding a borrower repaying a debt canceled by Shemitah. The creditor must say to him, I'm relinquishing the debt. And if the debtor said, even so I wish to pay, he may accept the money from him, as it says, Vazed Dvar HaShmita, and this is the matter of relinquishment. Dvar is darshan as speaking, teaching that the creditor must verbalize relinquishment before accepting payment. However, Rabba said, Batalale Adam Hachi, if the debtor declines to say so, even so the creditor may hang him from a tree, for example, until he does say so. Although a brisa teaches that the debtor cannot say he's making payment for his debt, and he must instead say, Shalien umamatana aninosin lecha, it's my money and I'm giving it to you as a gift, Rabbi Hal, the creditor, may coerce the debtor to give him this gift. And pointing with you, the next mission states, Evich nishba ufadu, a slave who was taken captive and other Jews ransomed him. Imushum evid yishtabit, if they ransomed him to be a slave, he's enslaved. Imushum ben chorin lo yishtabit, if they ransomed him to be a free man, he is not enslaved. Rameshim Gamliel says that in either case he returns to enslavement. Two different pshatim are given for this Mishnah. Abai explains the case as lifnei yesh, before the owner despaired from retrieving a slave and it still belongs to him. Thus, if he was redeemed to be a slave, he returns to his first master. If he was redeemed to be a free man, he goes free, although he still belongs to the first master, dima mimnene velo parke, because perhaps people will refrain from ransoming slaves if they return to the master instead of going free. Or Mishnah Gamliel holds it's a mitzvah to redeem slaves like there is for free men, and people will not refrain from ransoming him. Rava says the Mishnah is speaking l'achri yeush, after the owner despaired of retrieving the slave, and no longer owns him. If he was ransomed to be a slave, he works for the second master, meaning the one who ransomed him. If he was ransomed to be free, he goes free, since the first master lost ownership. Mishnah Gamliel holds he never goes free in order to discourage slaves from giving themselves up for capture in the hope of going free. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara discusses two types of loans that are not canceled by Shemitah. A Mishnah in Shvi'ish states, HaShvi'ish Mishametis is a Milva Ben Bishtar Ben Shalo Bishtar. The seventh year cancels a loan, whether it's written in a document or not. Rav and Shmuel interpret the Mishnah to mean that Shemitah even cancels a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas, a document which contains a lien for the debtor's property. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold that a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas is not canceled by Shemitah because the payment is considered already in possession of the lender. A brice is brought in their support. Another Mishnah in Shvi'is teaches, Hamalvas chaveru malzal mashkon, one who lends his friend money on collateral, does not relinquish the loan in Shemitah. Rava ultimately explains that a lender acquires a movable collateral, considering the payment in his possession. Based on Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha, the pasuk states, Uchat yatzdaka, and for you it will be a charitable act when you return the collateral to the lender to use. Imeino kona tzedaka menayin. If he doesn't acquire the collateral, where is the charitable act in returning someone else's item? Mikano balchov shekonim mashkon. From here we learn that a creditor acquires the collateral. Point number two, a different Mishnah in Shvi'is states regarding a borrower repaying a debt canceled by Shemitah. The creditor must say to him, I'm relinquishing the debt. And if the debtor said, even so I wish to pay, he may accept the money from him, as it says, Vazed Dvar HaShmita, and this is the matter of relinquishment. Dvar is darshan as speaking, teaching that the creditor must verbalize relinquishment before accepting payment. However, Rabba said, Batalale Adam Hachi, if the debtor declines to say so, even so the creditor may hang him from a tree, for example, until he does say so. Although a brisa teaches that the debtor cannot say he's making payment for his debt, and he must instead say, Shalien umamatana aninosin lecha, it's my money and I'm giving it to you as a gift, Rabbi Hal, the creditor, may coerce the debtor to give him this gift. And pointing with you, the next mission states, Evish Nishba Ufadu, a slave who was taken captive and other Jews ransomed him. Imushum Evid Yishtabit, if they ransomed him to be a slave, he's enslaved. Imushum Ben Chorin Lo Yishtabit, if they ransomed him to be a free man, he is not enslaved. Ramisham Gamliel says that in either case he returns to enslavement. Two different pshatim are given for this Mishnah. Abai explains the case as lifnei yesh, before the owner despaired from retrieving a slave and it still belongs to him. Thus, if he was redeemed to be a slave, he returns to his first master. If he was redeemed to be a free man, he goes free, although he still belongs to the first master, dilma mimnene velo parke, because perhaps people will refrain from ransoming slaves if they return to the master instead of going free. Or Mishum Gamliel holds it's a mitzvah to redeem slaves like there is for free men, and people will not refrain from ransoming him. Rava says the Mishnah is speaking l'achar yesh, after the owner despaired of retrieving the slave, and no longer owns him. If he was ransomed to be a slave, he works for the second master, meaning the one who ransomed him. If he was ransomed to be free, he goes free, since the first master lost ownership. Mishum Gamliel holds he never goes free in order to discourage slaves from giving themselves up for capture in the hope of going free. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Zayin, and our standard Siman is laser tag. Laser tag, so here goes. The Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt, to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, even so, I wish to pay, and then gave a laser tag vest and gun to a captive slave who had been ransomed to be a free man and told him, enjoy these, you're a free man. Once again, slow motion. The Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun, laser tag, that must be warned off Lamed Zayin. The Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses two types of loans that are not canceled by Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas is not canceled by Shemitah because the payment is considered already in possession of the lender. And a malves chaver malz al mashkon, one who lends his friend money on collateral, does not relinquish the loan in Shemitah. Rav explains that a lender acquires a movable collateral considering the payment in his possession. So the Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt, to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, even so, I wish to pay, which reminds us. A different mission in Shviya states regarding a borrower repaying a debt canceled by Shemitah, Sarak Shiyomar Mishamadani, the creditor must say to him, I'm relinquishing the debt. And if the debtor said, even so, I wish to pay, he may accept the money from him, as it says, Vezed Dvar HaShemitah. And this is the matter of relinquishment. Dvar is darshaned as speaking, dibor, teaching that the creditor must verbalize the relinquishment before accepting payment. So the Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt, to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, even so, I wish to pay, and then gave a laser tag vest and gun to a captive slave who had been ransomed to be a free man and told him, enjoy these, you're a free man, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Evich Nishba Ufadu, a slave who was taken captive and other Jews ransomed him. Imushum Evid Yishtabit, if they ransom him to be a slave, he's enslaved. Imushum Ben Chorin Lo Yishtabit, if they ransom him to be a free man, he's not enslaved. Rabbi Mishum Gamliel says that in either case he returns to enslavement. Two different pshatim are given for this Mishnah. So once again, the Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt, to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, even so, I wish to pay, and then gave a laser tag vest and gun to a captive slave who had been ransomed to be a free man, and told him, enjoy these, you're a free man. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. And the pirate with the green peg leg, a peg leg pirate? That must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to avoid his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, which reminds us, we have Machlokas whether Rav Gamliel is Tikkun Olam, that one cannot void a get except in the presence of the wife or Shaliach, was out of concern of Mamzerim or Agunos. So the pirate with the green peg leg, who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to avoid his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be mavatal to get in their presence in violation of their decree, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Rebbe says, batel mavuto, if the husband void the get before a basin and not in his wife's or shliach's presence in violation of the decree, it is voided. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the get isn't voided, shim ken makoch basin yafe, for if it is, what good is the power of basin whose decree can be ignored? The court wonders how a get which, biblically speaking, has been voided, can possibly affect a divorce based on a rabbinical decree declaring it valid. It explains, called the Mekadosh had died to the Rabbanim Mekadosh. Whoever marries, marries according to the rabbi's will. That is, it's made conditionally to conform with rabbinical law. Vafkin Rabbanim Kedushim Minei, and the rabbis to enforce their decree uproot the marriage retroactively. So, the pirate with the green peg leg who was told by the captive basin that he was only permitted to void his wife's get in her presence because of Tikkun Olam and the problem of Mamzerim, and then grew impatient and was about to be mevatel the get in her presence in violation of their decree, was informed that since he asked 10 shluchim to write and sign the get, even if he had done it in the presence of the two that wrote the get, he couldn't be mevatel unless they're all present, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Amar Lasar Kisu Get LeIshti, one who said to 10 people, write a get for my wife, where any of them can write it and any two of them can sign it. Rabbi says, Yachul Avato Zesh Bifnei Zeh. He's able to void the authority of some of them in the absence of the others. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says he cannot void any Shaliach unless they're all present. Two explanations of the Machlokas are given. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The adult orphan sitting on green ladders. Ladders? That must be more Daf. Lamed Daled. The adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate, which reminds us, Shmuel said that Yosomim who are minors who come to divide their father's estate, Basin appoints an apotropos for each of them who choose a favorable portion for them. Shmuel concluded when they become adults, they can protest the original settlement and demand a new division. Rav Nachman says they cannot, deem can, makoch Basin Yafet. For if they can, what good is the power of Basin? Rav Nachman is concerned here with protecting the power of Basin because in the case of orphans, it's a monetary matter, where Basin's power is absolute because of Hefker Basin Hefker. So the adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate heard a man down below express relief when the shliach returned with his wife's get because she said to come the next day, which reminds the Gemara writes that Gidu Bari Uli sent a get to his wife with the shliach. His wife told the shliach to come back the next day, and when the shliach reported this to Gidu, he exclaimed, Baruch Hatov Bahametiv, blessed is he who is good and does good. Abai said that although he demonstrated his relief that the get was not delivered, the get is not void, and the shliach may give the get. Rabban said the get is void. The Gemara explains that Abai holds Gilui Yadaita Begitta Lav Milsi, a show of intent is not significant enough to avoid a get, and Rava holds it is. So the adult orphan sitting on green ladders protesting how their apotropsim had divided up their father's estate heard a man down below express relief when his shaliach returned with his wife's get because she said to come the next day and saw that the get would have been valid because it included all five of the man's name, which reminds us, Rabban Gamliel Hazakin decreed that one must write Ploni and every name that he has, and do the same for his wife as well as their cities. The decree was Mipnei Tikkun Olam for societal benefit because people who know one of the parties by a different name will think she's not divorced, and their subsequent children are mamzerim. Daf Lamed Hey, so the simon for Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. After the cute little children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, a children's choir singing la la la. After the cute little children's choir in the green outfit sang the Wild Manas Don't Swear song, while reenacting the accidental baking of a gold dinar and bread, and the sudden death of a child, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah taught that Basin refrained from allowing an almana to swear before collecting her ksuba, that it wasn't prepaid, until Ram Gamliel decreed that the almana vows whatever the Yisomim wish and collects her ksuba. The Gemara relates the incident that led to this. A man once deposited a gold dinar with an almana, who later accidentally baked it into bread and gave it to a poor person. When she couldn't find it, she swore to the lender that one of her children should die if she benefited at all from it, and subsequently a child died. The Gemara explains that an almana who toils to care for the orphans is more likely to rationalize swearing falsely that she has not collected, feeling entitled to payment for her efforts. So, after the cute little children's choir in their green outfits sang the Why Almanas Don't Swear song, while reenacting the accidental baking of a gold dinar and bread and the sudden death of a child, a boy sang a solo pretending to be a remarried almana vowing to the orphans to collect her ksuba, which reminds us, Rav Huna says, that an almana vows to the Yosomim only if she is not remarried, but if she remarried, we do not have her vow, and she cannot cut her ksuba. The vow does not prove anything because her second husband can revoke it, as opposed to a vow before marriage, which he cannot revoke. Rav Nachman argues and says, Afilo Nises, she may vow to collect even after she's remarried because the vow is made publicly in front of 10 people, and he holds that a neder made publicly cannot be revoked by the husband. So, after the cute little children's choir in their green outfit sang the Wild Manas Don't Swear song, while reenacting the accidental baking of a gold dinner and bread, and the sudden death of a child, a boy sang a solo pretending to be a remarried almana vowing to the orphans to collect her ksuba, who then details all their circumstances on the neder to get a heter from a Chacham, which reminds us, we machokas, one must detail a neder for a Chacham Seter. On one hand, sometimes the person might cut out some of the details of his account, and the heter will be invalid. On the other hand, Rapapa says one must detail his neder to a Chacham, Mishum Milsa the Isura, because a neder may have been to prevent a prohibited matter, such as our case, a potential theft. It's therefore critical that the Chacham is informed about the cause of the neder. Daf Ramad Vav. So the Simmer Daf Ramad Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The two witnesses who proudly use large exotic green quills that looked like lulavim, that must be Ramadav, Lamed Vav, lulav. The two witnesses who proudly use large exotic green quills that looked like lulavim to sign on a get because of Tikkun Olam, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Dal Lamed Beis taught that aiding sign on a get for Tikkun Olam. The Gemara objects that it's a derisive requirement to sign all documents. Rabbi answers that the Tanna's Rabbi Lazu holds Edi Masiri Karti, and signatures are never biblically required, and the Pasuk's only giving advice. The rabbis instituted that Edim sign on a get because sometimes the Edim to delivery will die, or sometimes they'll travel abroad, leaving her unable to prove she was divorced. Signing the get provides her with proof of divorce. Rabbi Yosef says that the Tanna can be Rabbi Meir, who requires signing biblically. Still, this derisive requirement is satisfied without writing their names, and they decree that witnesses should write their names when signing gittin. So, the two witnesses who proudly use large exotic green quills that looked like lulavim to sign on a get because of tikkun olam, and then use them to fill in their pruz bowls, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches the background of Hillel Zaken's enacting pruz bowl. He saw that people resisted lending each other, fearing that the loan would be canceled by Shemitah, and thus violated the commandment of refraining to lend money. So, the two witnesses who proudly use large exotic green quills that looked like lulavim to sign on a get because of tikkun olam, and then use them to fill in their pruz bowls, were shocked and dismayed when they heard Beis Din declare them hefker, making them hefker, which reminds us, Rav explains that pruz bowl is effective even according to the opinion that Shemitah nowadays cancel loans, because biblically, hefker, Beis Din, hefker. What Beis Din declares onerous is actually onerous. Two different sources for hefker, Beis Din, hefker are brought. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we machlokes if an almana can vow to collect her ksuba after she remarries? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss two loans which are not canceled by Shemitah? Ashtar Sheyesh Bo Achrayis, Bahamava Almalos. That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3, which daf do we machlokes whether giving a dad to begit to milsihi, a show of intent to void a get, is enough to void a get? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have two different reasons given as to why Edim sign on a get for Tikkun Olam? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have when Rabban Gamliel HaZaken was metaken that all the husbands and wives' names should be written in the get? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss the status of a captive slave who is ransomed by others, not his master? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf are two different sources brought for the concept of hefker based in hefker? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do the incident of the almana swearing that led to Beis Din refraining from making almana swear before collecting her ksuba? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 9. Which daf when a creditor can accept payment of a debt canceled by Shemitah, but he must first say, I'm relinquishing the debt? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. And number 10, which have they learned about the background behind Hillel Zaken's enactment of pruz bowl? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhorn from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.